We have a special guest in the studio with us right now, Katie Shimorowski. Did I say that right, Katie?
Yep, you did. Nailed it.
All right, thanks. Hey, I'm pretty good, ain't I? Katie and her husband, Joe, are the new owners of what's it called?
The Vine.
The Vine.
Yes.
All right, I love that. And The Vine is located just outside of Dawson. We'll talk about the location here in a little bit, but I've asked Katie to come in because they're having a big event coming up, Katie.
Yeah, we have an open house on November 29th from 2 to 6 p.m. Anyone's welcome to come in and check out the venue. If you have an event or a wedding coming up and you're looking for a place to book, welcome to come on in.
All right, so you just let the cat out of the bag. We talked about the business here, right?
Yep.
What is the business, The Vine?
Yeah, so it's an event center. It used to be West Branch Vineyard. Mm-hmm. And we're changing it into less of a restaurant, more of an event center. So we want to have lots of weddings, birthday parties, graduations, anything like that. And then we'll also be open once a month for public events. Okay. So our grand opening will be on April 5th.
Ooh, April 5th.
Yes. Okay. And we'll have live music, and the restaurant section will be open as well. And yeah, it'll be a good time.
So you're a planner then? You like
yes,
to plan
I
things.
Do. I am a big planner.
All right, let's back up a little bit, Katie. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I went to South Dakota State in Brookings for entrepreneurial studies. That's where I met Joe. We were freshmen. We met together. We lived in the same dorm.
Oh.
Yeah. And then
where are you originally from, Katie?
From like Okoboji, Iowa area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love Okoboji.
Yeah, there. It's very pretty.
A lot of water.
Lots of water. Yes. Lots of people too.
So you met Joe at SDSU in Brookings?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is entrepreneurial?
It's like their business program.
Okay.
So they don't have a business degree. They have entrepreneurial studies.
So you have a desire to own your own business one day. Is that
yes.
correct? Is that what that's about?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So was that your to have? Obviously, that's your desire, right?
Yep. Yep.
And then your dream is coming true.
It is. I've been wanting, I wanted to own a bookstore for a long time.
Oh.
But it's never been like such a viable dream.
Right.
And my second passion was like planning and doing different things like that and parties and stuff. So this event venue is like the perfect combination.
Good.
Yeah.
And you have a family?
Yes. We have two little kids, 3-year-old and 4-year-old, Snow and Apollo.
Oh, wow. Snow and Apollo.
Yep.
Well, that's cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, that keeps busy.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So tell us about this passion you have about wedding event planning.
Yeah.
How'd that come about? Early on in life? Or?
Yes, I've always been a planner. I've always been kind of entrepreneurial, based. So I think I started selling homemade bookmarks in like 5th grade.
Oh, wow.
To like my friends at school. And then I ran a food stand at our local Ball Diamond back home.
Okay.
And I managed that. My mom bought all the food and I sold it and I made what I kept all the profits.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you must be very organized then.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
And you and weddings is the thing, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Talk about the wedding. This has really exploded since I was married in 1976. Mm-hmm. I mean, weddings are, some were big and some were small, but now they seem to be pretty elaborate, right?
Yeah, it's a huge
industry.
Talk
about that a little bit, Katie, how big weddings have become.
Yeah, it is crazy. I didn't even realize before we bought this place and I started looking more into actual like what goes behind like advertising and stuff for weddings or wedding venues. People start planning their weddings and finding venues before they're engaged.
Oh.
At this point.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I learned that from another advertiser and I was shocked.
So before the engagement ring comes out, they're already planning.
Yes, they're already planning. They're already, some of them have their wedding dresses picked out. And
well, now that funny you say that, my wife, as a little girl, she always wanted a Christmas wedding.
Oh, yes.
And
I love that idea.
That her dream came true.
That's awesome.
December 18th.
Oh, I love that.
I think we're going on 48 years now, I think.
Nice. Congratulations.
So, yeah. So that passion has really come to fruition now.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about The Vine, what your plans are. Describe the buildings for us and what you plan to do.
Yeah. So currently The Vine is, it's like a Quonset that has a restaurant space and a bar. And then we also have a balcony area. So our plan for it is to turn, I just want it to be a place where people can come and gather and have a good time, bring their family, their little kids and stuff. And when we're open to the public, we want it to be a place where everyone can come and have fun. So the balcony area is going to be turned into a lounge area. It has couches, and it's just like a nice place if you're wanting to get away from all the chaos of, you know, live music and everything. You can go up there and hang out. And then we'll have the dining room downstairs and the bar. And then we are going to build a big pavilion on the outside of the bar where the grapevines currently are. Closest to the building. We're building a pavilion there.
And so what's the purpose of that?
So we'll be able to host weddings that are big, so up to 500 people.
So it'll be an outdoor weddings kind of stuff.
So it'll be outdoor and covered weddings.
Good. And so you want people that, if they're listening and you're planning to get married, you're the people
to
contact.
The Vine.
Reach out to the Vine. How'd you come up with that name, The Vine?
Oh, we talked about it for a while. We wanted to play off of the grapevines and the vineyard that we have, but we didn't want anything too winery.
Right.
Because it's not really a winery. We just kind of came up with it. We called it something else, for a little while. And I was like, no, it just doesn't, it's not catchy. And I wanted something like short and sweet and... Right. Yeah.
The Vine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I like your logo, too.
Thank you.
And you also tell our listeners a little bit about you're on social media.
Yes. Okay. We have Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest.
Ooh, you're a TikToker.
I'm not a huge fan of TikTok, but I make a few TikToks.
I try once in a while, but can't keep up with the young kids.
So. No. It's too much tech for me.
So just search for The Vine on your social media.
The Vine, it's at The Vine MN as well.
Okay.
So either one will work.
All right. So what's happening in next week?
Yep. November 29th.
Yeah.
From 2 to 6 p.m. we'll have our open house, and anyone who is looking for a venue or just wants to come check it out, meet us, or is welcome to come.
Okay.
We'll have a complimentary drink for anyone who comes in, and then we'll have like little treats and cupcakes and stuff like that as well.
So it's just not for weddings too, like big family gatherings, family reunions, businesses can use it.
Yep. If you're looking for like a corporate retreat, corporate meeting space, definitely reach out.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And it has a bar in it.
Yes. Okay. We do have a bar, so it'll be a full bar.
Good.
Yeah, and it'll be open anytime anyone wants a meeting with the bar.
Yep. I know when Trey and Sarah had it, they did a lot of work on inside. It's a beautiful, beautiful inside.
They did a great job, yes.
And you're adding to that and make it more beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell us, where is this located at?
So our address is 2496 160th Street in Dawson. It's just outside. It's like 6 miles from Dawson.
Yep. Yep. GPS will get you there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You can Google The Vine and it'll pull up on.
And I encourage people to use GPS.
Yeah.
I use GPS anywhere I go, and I've lived here for 50 years.
Yeah.
So anything else you'd like to mention about The Vine? And so when is the opening day, the date?
So our grand opening is April 5th.
Oh, April 5th.
So that'll
5th.
Be our first open to the public event. We'll have Neon Gypsy playing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I believe...
They're good.
Yes, they are great. Yep. They're very nice people.
Talk about the one day you're going to be open to the public and what's that involve? You mentioned one day a month or something.
Yep, so that'll be... Like, April 5th is our first one that we're doing of that.
Okay.
So every time we'll have live music, for example, Neon Gypsy playing on April 5th. And then we'll have our restaurant open, which will be serving artisanal pizzas, some like appetizers, desserts, and then we'll have our full bar as well open. And then we are going to have like yard games and kids games and stuff as well. Weather pending. Hopefully the weather's nice April 5th. But
good.
Yeah.
So what's your husband's role in this? Joel?
Yeah. He's the money man. This is really my passion project. He kind of is just along for the ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of honey to-do lists.
Yep. He's my project man. I tell him what to do. He gets it done.
All right. Awesome. Well, we're happy for you and the best luck to you and happy have good success with that.
Thank you.
And if you're listening, and you know somebody that's going to be getting married, or if you have a family reunion come up this summer or something, how can people get a hold of you, Katie?
Yeah, you reach out via social media, or you can give me a phone call at 507-850-2633.
There you go. All right, can't wait.
Yes, I'm excited.
And that open open house?
November 29th, Black Friday.
Yep, Black Friday.
Yep.
From 2 to
6 p.m. And we'll also be collecting a free will donation for the Lackle Parle Hope Network.
Yep. Good cause there, too.
Yes, so. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Katie, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, and Katie Shimorowski.
Shimorowski.
What is that?
Polish.
Polish.
Yeah.
Okay, Shimorowski.
I didn't choose it, but...
polka band, too, right? The Shimoleskis. Shimorowski, right? You know the Shimoleskis?
Uh-uh.
Okay, they're a big polka band.
Okay. Yep.
You're not a polka band, though.
No, no.
You should
have. I'm Norwegian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my maiden name's Decker.
Oh,
so it's German.
There we go, German.
Yeah.
All right, you should have a polka band one
night. Polka night? That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, it would be. That'd go over big, let me tell you. All right, thanks, Katie, again.
Thank you.
That's Katie Shimorowski from The Vine. Check out their place during the open house on the 29th.